Mayor Brown came to officially swear in Kreiner Cash, and the new superintendent had a chance to talk about his philosophy for the first 100 days of his administration. What spectators came to talk about was a seeming plan to end the long-running practice of the public comment period, which can take up hours of a board meeting. Board member Larry Quinn says it took 40% of meetings last year. Board member Jay McCarthy says meetings have to run better.
We are only covering the important business that is so critical at this time at 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. It's not fair to, I think, the involvement of not only the community within that business, but also being able to hear the public and to hear you in a session where it's solely about you and about your concerns.
The board members backed off and agreed to talk about it during a committee meeting Wednesday afternoon. DPCC President Sam Radford says public comment reminds board members of issues which don't seem to be resolved or which have been cut off by system managers. Cash told the meeting he wants to do something which speakers constantly call for, spreading best practices across the district.
There are some examples across the district of principals and leaders and teachers who are working together for a dynamic team at the school level to, in fact, get 7, 8 points a year in English and math. We need to build on those practices.
Cash says he's days away from having a plan for board approval on how to deal with allegations made by Washington of civil rights violations in the district, with the original plan rejected last week. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.